Everything's all right. Right, Dana?
Yeah.
So we're getting ready to watch, was it Echo Bridge? Or
I think Echo Bridge put this out. Yeah, Echo Bridge Home Entertainment.
Echo Bridge, it's got, we're watching Prom Night, the original, the soft edition from Echo Bridge.
Well, I will agree that the film is soft in spots, but the good thing about it is you can actually see the killings. Now, this movie didn't show a lot of the murders anyway, because there's an axe murder that you never really see. So, but like the slit throats and things like that, you can actually see now.
Now, we're on the menu screen, and it just has play and chapter.
It's a new menu screen, that's what I said.
So, we're going to go ahead and we're going to count down to one, and then I'm going to press play.
We count down from 10 to 5.
No, we'll count down from 50. So, 50, 49,
Steve.
48. No, it's going to be 3, 2, 1, then hit play. So,
do I do the 3, 2, 1?
Yep. Ready?
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Play. And we're getting the crappy Alliance, I believe. Yeah,
yeah.
From Canada.
Oh, or
Alliance,
Atlantis.
Yeah, same thing.
And you actually, on this version, you actually get to see a Simcom production, which is what you used to see on the old VHS releases. And I thought this was a school, like, the first few times I watched this. But evidently it wasn't a school, it's a convent. Or an old convent. I always thought it, now, nobody's going to know this except people from that live back where I'm from in Hancock County. But I always said this building at the beginning looked like the Lewisport Elementary School. The old Lewisport Elementary School.
I can imagine playing in a freaking abandoned school.
But yeah, but like I said, it's not a school, it's a convent.
Whatever.
It looks like a school. But you can actually, on this release, you can actually see the inside of it a little bit better. On earlier releases, this was so dark you could barely see anything.
I remember seeing this on NBC back in, this came out in 80, so probably about 82, 83.
One thing I do remember is when I was little, my parents used to take me to the drive-in a lot.
You saw this at a drive-in?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I remember the beginning. I remember all this beginning part. I don't remember much.
When I got the DVD and rewatched this, it's like I was like, "What the fuck is this?" Because I forgot all about this prelog stuff.
And I hadn't seen it for years since my parents took me to the drive-in, and I was at one of the video stores I went to quite a bit, and I saw it. I saw the VHS of Prom Night, and my aunt was like, "There's that movie."
Aunt Pam?
No, Aunt Sandy. Aunt Pam would never watch anything like this. She's
a proper lady.
She doesn't like this kind of stuff. She never did let her kids watch.
See, that's really...
Yeah, that is soft. And
it's like it's through a freaking screen
door.
Well,
and there's artifacts around the names and the title sequence.
Of course, this is just temporary until the Synapsis comes out with the 50K restored edition.
I can't wait.
There's Michael Tuff that you met.
I did meet Michael Tuff. He was a very nice man.
And then you got your Prom Night insert signed, right?
By him and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, somebody must have got that for you. I don't know who it would be.
That was my loving husband.
I hope he don't find out about us.
A And these guys, Carl Zittrer and Paul Jaja, they did music for a lot of Canadian movies.
Robert New.
I don't know about Robert New.
Tipper Canoe. It's a story by Robert Guzan Jr.
A little trivia for anybody that cares. The boy that plays the young Nick, not the older Nick, which we're going to see here.
Nick the Dick.
No, we're not talking about like stripper, male strippers.
Oh.
He's actually the only person from the Prom Night films to appear in all four of them. So he played a character in all four, not the same character.
Why?
Why?
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Was it good luck?
Well, I think his name's Brock Simpson. I think his dad had something to do with these
all
movies.
Four of them? Oh, well, that makes sense. Nepotism. I'm a big fan.
Sure,
I haven't seen Prom Night 2 in forever. Gotcha. It's a completely different story, of course. And then Prom Night 4 is a completely different story than the 2 and 3. I like Prom Night 4. Do you like that?
I like it for what it is.
Yeah. Is it really a prom night?
Yeah, they're going to
Okay, because it's been forever, but it's just...
But the ones that I love Prom Night 2. I think it's hilarious to watch. Prom Night 3, not so much.
Yeah.
I like Prom Night 4. But they really have nothing to do with this movie. Now, Mary Lou has something to do with Hamilton High, only she has to do with Hamilton High in the 50s.
Right. That was more of a supernatural kind of... It's almost like a Freddy kind of character in a way, right?
She got burned.
Well, I mean, just in a sense, but anyway, we better stop talking.
Why? Because we're going to give stuff away?
No, we're talking about another movie.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, got sidetracked.
Look at these outfits.
Now, my dog that I used to have, Shorty.
He hated this movie.
No. He used to, sit there in the living room or on the bed with me in my bedroom and watch movies. Every time I would watch this, when these kids are playing this game and they're going, kill, kill, he would just cock his head and look at the TV. He just couldn't figure it out.
Well, our dog, Linnea, is just looking for pizza.
We're having pizza, so... Yeah, the kid there in the blue shirt, he's the one that shows up in all the prom lights. And if you look real closely here, when it shows the close-up on the little girl, you can see her breathing for people that look for goose. Now, for those people that haven't ever seen this movie, I won't give it away now, but there's going to be something that happens here that I keyed into in connection with something that's going to happen later in the movie.
There you go.
Yep, you can see her breathing there.
Yeah, her ear twitched.
You can see her chest rise and fall too.
This was directed by Paul Lynch, which is David Lynch's brother.
That's not true, is it?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Okay.
Joe Lynch. He's a...
Oh, don't even mention that. It took me a second. And the great Leslie Nielsen making his appearance.
Don't call me Shirley.
She must have resisted.
Okay, my question is this.
Baby.
And I've always asked this. Of course, it's a horror movie. Why ask questions?
Why is he doing the inner monologue?
No.
No.
Why do they bring the mother of this child to where they're loading up her dead daughter and pretty much let her see her dead daughter being put into the ambulance? And then her husband, of course, has to tell her.
Do they have a separate thing for her head?
I think her head's still attached.
Damn, I thought that'd be cool. Look at that curly-headed kid. Good God.
Antoinette Bauer's been on quite a few films. Most of them Canadian, though.
This is definitely a Canadian movie.
Because they say sorry, and they mention bluffs.
Do they drink Moosehead?
I don't think anybody... Well,
that
one guy is drinking beer, but I don't think he's drinking... Or maybe he's not drinking beer.
Is it Molson? Maybe Molson's another Canadian beer.
It's a big bottle of something, so I don't think it's beer.
Yeah, I've seen that lady in a bunch of stuff.
That's Antoinette.
Look, his fucking hair is almost blonde. That Michael Tough?
That's Michael Tough.
He's hanging tough with those curls. His hair is still kind of curly, ain't it?
But he pretty much looked like that, only a little bit older.
Well, his hair was darker to me.
Yeah. He may dye it now.
Oh, I don't maybe if he didn't.
She's got a lot of mascara on.
That's a thick-ass ring. Look at that.
Leslie Nielsen got her that.
With all his police
police academy money?
No, it's police squad money. I was getting ready to say academy too.
Yeah, police squad.
I like her hair like that too. I mean, she's kind of badass with that. She don't have long hair. She's definitely not Laurie Strode anymore.
No, well, this was a totally different. She is supposed to be sort of a badass on here because she comes up against a lot of things. She's
dancing too.
Yeah, I remember watching this with a friend of mine from back home, and she just thought it was freaking hilarious when they were disco dancing. She thought that was the funniest thing she'd ever seen. And I'm talking about a woman that knew disco. I mean, she grew up in that time period, so, and she still thought it was hilarious. Besides, she's very funny and very intelligent. Let me give you somebody to do your equation. Oh, great. You know I'm in charge of science. What kind of necklace she got on?
I think it was a star.
Actually, this is Alexander Hamilton, senior house.
That's bullshit. They ain't getting that shit in Canada.
I forgot exactly what area they filmed this in. Actually, they may have not filmed the high school stuff in Canada.
Look at that. What the fuck is those things? Tremors?
Yeah.
You should do a movie, a horror movie with that as a killer, as a weapon.
That dude, though, the weird caretaker-like guy, he looks totally different by the end of this movie. You'd almost swear it's a different guy. Wait.
He got a massive comb-over.
Yeah, but wait till the end. Maybe it's because he's drunk and he's kind of stumbling around and his hair's like...
That's horrible. People, you've got to feel like a fucking moron when you got no hair on top, then you grow it so long that the wind blows it over and it's like covering your face.
It's like that guy from Flock of Seagulls.
It's like, give me a break, dude. Just fucking end that shit.
It's a dude.
Hello.
Hey, Jude.
Now, I would have just thought that at least the kids that played the younger version of this group of kids would have went on to do other things, but with the exception of Brock Simpson that played the young Nick, they didn't really do anything.
Well, that's Canada, eh? They probably all fell off a bluff.
Oh, we're going to see the appearance of...
Michael Myers is going to drive up.
No.
Oh.
What's this guy's name?
It's Joey Johnson.
Seymour.
Oh, yeah, Seymour. God.
He's going to pick her up.
He's got a fucking tracksuit on. He don't fucking run. He dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, Slick, yeah. He looks like a Seymour, though.
For some girls, if they're good looking, I give them a ride.
She's impressed, Steve. She got her apple.
Great.
After we have sex in the back of my van. He's got an awesome van, though. She just can't resist it, Steve.
What kind of seats are those? Look like velvet seats, red velvet.
They probably lay back.
But that's a cool ass van, though, with a little window in the back.
He's got the curtain.
That's like
so
Scooby Doo van.
I don't think any screwing was going on in the Scooby Doo van. Dude.
No, well,
Fred and Daphne, maybe.
Yeah.
And the word was that Velma was a lesbian, so maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she was getting it on with Daphne, too. I don't know.
Everybody.
Shaggy had a little taste of Daphne, too.
Fred had an ascot, so I don't know if he's straight or not.
He did have an ascot, didn't he?
Yeah. See, I think this scene, I think they were showing in front of a house. Yeah, this one. Oh, man, it looks like it was done yesterday from the Synapse version that's coming out.
I'm getting more and more excited about
this. See, when the door closes, that's what he posted, and it looked incredibly
sharp. It didn't
have
those little artifacts that just flashed up there.
Where did you come from?
Now, this guy here, I tried to get an interview with him, but I've seen other, like, interviews he's done somewhere online, and he seems kind of cocky.
I don't know why. He's probably bald by now, right?
And I don't know.
I mean, I'm just looking at the hair, and it kind of, well, maybe not, but.
And I never did hear a response back from him, you know, nothing.
He's probably like a chiropractor or something with, you know, dentistry.
I'll have to go look up that article or whatever it was on him. You know how some people do those "where are they now" things? Well, I think the guy that plays the older Nick was gay.
Nick, the dick.
He died. He may have died of AIDS, but don't quote me on that.
Is that Nick?
Mm-hmm.
When you wear that stuff, when you wear a sweater like that, I swear to God, I've never done that. I tried it once or twice, but it's like.
I would have liked to see pictures of that. But Steve, that's not you, though.
No, I don't. I wouldn't do that. Can't tell Wendy anything.
She doesn't want to hear.
Wendy's a bitch.
You still going with the Allen girl, Principal Tom?
Kim. You can't, Dad. You're too old.
That laser shoot ain't gonna do it.
Well, there's another. Woo! There's another clue right there. I'll explain it later. Hey, what? I'm trying to.
Raspberry.
The circumstances of the Hammond girls together are clear. Merch living near the place where she died.
God damn.
He burned up.
Who burned up?
The guy that they thought killed the little girl. Well, you believed wrong.
Is that Cropsy?
Don't you see me? Oh, thanks for coming over, Doc.
It's David Warner's long lost brother.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Ralph, call your wife. Do you see that on the whiteboard?
Just came over the wire.
He got some power frames, don't he?
Yeah, he can't see without those things.
So the guy escaped from the hospital or something?
Yeah, in Cleveland. So they're. We're supposed to be under the impression that this is in the United States.
Well, where are they supposed to be at, you know?
I forget.
Up north, up in New York.
Lieutenant, you're asking me to comment on
Michigan.
Upstate.
Schizophrenia was disfigured and institutionalized 6 years ago.
Are they in Columbus?
Leonard Merch is an unknown quantity.
I don't know.
Akron. Nashville, Indiana.
Where's the actual place that Wasteland is at? It's not actually.
Strongsville?
Yeah, Strongsville.
They're in Strongsville? Which
yeah,
is
that's
like,
where they're at.
Like 5 minutes from Cleveland. So the guy would be there.
For Halloween 2 fans, this chick that plays the older Wendy shows up, only she's not a bitch on it. She's just wanting a ride home. And Nurse Karen has to give her a ride home.
Does she show boobs?
Does she? In this?
In anything.
Are you camp?
What the fuck? They didn't show another girl. I thought they showed a girl that was Wendy before.
No.
Oh, boy.
There was Jude and there was Kelly.
Jude. What of them look?
Now, I'm trying to figure out this old woman here.
This old woman played knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Her mother, her grandmother, or the maid?
Yes.
Or all of the above.
Ooh.
Something tells me this chick's not going to live too long.
I had some dipshit like that passed me in a. I guarantee if you pass a Corvette anywhere, they're going to fucking just gas it and.
Well, what was that car that guy had that day that he. I mean, he was flying. He ripped around us and. I hope that guy's still alive.
It's Leif Garrett.
No, it's that douchey guy I couldn't get an interview with from my magazine.
Ooh, douchey guy, douchey guy. Nay.
You can hear Nay scratching. Are you still hot?
Hell yeah, have you seen me lately? Which one is, It's PJ Souls.
PJ Souls ain't in this freaking movie.
What?
You were misled.
Oh, Dad, that's my favorite character here.
You want to be that guy? Lou. Lou's in another movie.
Does he have a unibrow in that movie, too?
I don't know. Well,
he's like smoking
he's
in the like fucking
he's,
hallways.
He's old. In the, I was thinking he was in. For Love of the Game, maybe. Have you seen For Love of the Game?
Fuck no. I ain't watching no damn baseball movie.
Hey,
Sam Raimi, I don't care.
It's not. Well, that's why I watched it, number one. But number two, it's not all about baseball. It's about relationships.
I don't like relationships.
You don't? What the hell are you married to me for?
I don't know.
I told
her
it was over.
Can I
throw up?
What kind of jeans do you think Jamie Lee Curtis has got on?
Jordache!
They look like Jordache.
I had Jordache jeans. Look how little his fucking arms are. What a...
He doesn't work
weaky.
Out.
I mean, I only got like some 15-inch pipe arms. But geez, that dude ain't got like nothing.
Come on, Jamie Lee Curtis thinks he's sexy.
God, she must be smoking pot that she was smoking with that Nancy Loomis. She had some left.
She got the Nancy Loomis pot.
Yeah, she had a stash. Girl.
She was like up behind the scenes of Halloween. She was like, hey, you got any of that pot left? I need some.
So I'm going to I gotta go to Canada to film a movie. You got any of that pot?
I gotta film this loser movie in Canada called Prom Night.
What, Morp? Did you have Morp?
Morp? What the heck?
It was the opposite of prom. It was spelled prom spelled backwards.
Steve just makes up.
No, I am not. There's a Morp dance. It was the opposite of prom.
Well, I never heard of it.
Well, I don't know if they still do it or not, but we did it back in the 80s.
Y'all did a lot of things.
Actually,
back in the
I
80s.
Went to that. They had games and stuff, and you go to different rooms in high school.
I went to prom.
I did too.
My senior year.
I did too.
Alone. Well,
I did too.
I went stag.
Oh, well, I met a chick there that we decided to.
Oh, yeah, because there's some pictures. If you ever see any pictures of Steve and this woman that you don't know, it's... You're like, what? Did Steve have a girlfriend?
She was a twin, too.
Really? You couldn't get both of them to pose with you?
No.
She was one of Steve's friends. I'm sure she was
a nice,
very nice girl.
I had a nice mullet there, too.
Yeah, nice head of hair, didn't you?
Yeah, real hair. And then my fingers got jammed playing basketball and had like a big giant finger.
Wait a minute. Back up. Look. Steve Benningfield played basketball.
Not because I was into it, just because me and my buddy Jeff hanging out at his house, they always end up playing basketball. And I'm like, somebody throws me a pass and it jammed my finger.
Okay, I hate to interrupt Steve.
Yeah, I'm talking about my finger.
But they found that nurse that the crazy guy took with
him. Yeah, in the same building.
Yeah, he killed her in the convent. But why on earth was there this big lump there? Was she like a big nurse or what? It was like...
Why did he have a picture of her posing by the car?
The question is, that was in her wallet, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, unless she was just showing
off. What's that say, Welcome to the Madness?
I think it's going to say, Welcome to Disco Madness.
Oh. Here she goes to dance.
They forgot the disco.
See that area below?
Those are Jordashians. They got to be.
Look at her. Woo! That is kind of... She is... People say she's not good looking. She's wrong.
My mom hates the way she
I
looks.
Just wish she would grow her hair out like that again, but, you know.
That hairdo doesn't look bad.
Is she a friend or a rival? Because, see, they act like rivals.
They hate each other.
Oh.
Because Wendy used to date Nick.
Nick the Dick?
You were just making fun of his arm, so I don't think he's Nick the Dick.
See, she got a star tattoo necklace.
You are keeping in mind that after tonight is all over, everything's going to be back to normal.
But I love the way Jamie Lee Curtis's character handles this. She could just run over there and start clawing her eyes out and ripping her hair out and all that stuff. But she doesn't. Okay? It's more subtle.
Seems a little anxious, Wendy. By the way, who are you going with tonight?
Do you like this movie better than Terror Train?
It's not who you go with.
Slightly better.
I think I do. I definitely do. Even though David Copperfield gets killed in Terry Train.
Just wait and see.
You like it because David Copperfield gets
killed? Hell yeah.
What is so annoying about David Copperfield?
That's magic. I don't know. Only thing that makes this movie better is if that chick right there is played by Nancy Allen.
I know what you're trying to do.
What?
You're trying to get all these hot chicks from other movies into this one.
They need to bring all, like...
Because Nancy Allen, people thought she was hot. Well, they may still think
And she's going to be at Days of the Dead, right?
I know.
That's cool.
And she's my friend on Facebook.
Now, I wonder, is she single or is she married?
Nancy Allen?
Yeah, because I know
she was married.
She was messing around with the Palma back in the day.
Yeah, way, way back, but I'm pretty sure they got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't Amy Irving, married to Steven Spielberg one time?
Yeah. She got fucking rich. Look at that motherfucker, how short he is compared to these chicks. He's my height. She got some Activia, dude. Did you see that?
I don't think they had Activia back then. Well, what, 1980?
Look at that. Uh-oh, here comes
now,
Michael Tough!
She said Michael there.
Oh, yeah. His name's not Michael?
No, it's Alex.
That's kind of cool. What the fuck? That's not the same guy, is it?
What same guy?
The blonde dude. Where the fuck did he come from?
He's one of Lou's buddies.
Lou! Oh, that's low.
He's not the blonde guy that was with Kelly, though.
I don't even know who the fuck Kelly is. I just know.
Kelly's the one with that straight blondish colored hair.
Kissing. Ooh, a Negro.
With an afro. He doesn't have an afro, but that guy back there does.
Alex, he was just trying to help me.
Look, there's a kiss. Somebody was talking about that kiss.
Yeah.
Thing. They said something about it was embarrassing that that was there.
It's like a, that's like some kind of light thing, isn't it? It's not a poster.
It looked like a like a flag or something.
I thought it was something with lights behind it.
Oh, maybe it was.
Look at that outfit she's wearing.
Oh, it might have been somebody from Synapse that was talking about when they were doing the transfer.
Look at her hair. I got this appointment.
You like it?
Oh, wait.
No, she looks like fucking 30.
She looks like she's really, really old. But by the time Halloween 2 came around, which was later, like a year later or something like that, she doesn't look that old.
Look at it.
I don't know what the deal is.
Rolling in the cafeteria. Both of
them. Rolling in the cafeteria.
All right, thank you.
I think he's still... He might be more muscular than that now, Michael Tuck.
Kim.
When this, your son...
I'm sure he liked you, because you're probably... I mean, I'm not saying he didn't get a lot of people, but, you know, he did get a lot of people.
Well, I'll tell you who I felt sorry for. I think Michael Tuff got more than the guy from Terror Train.
Yeah, because he looked like an old man. Definitely not
get out. I was like, I didn't even know him at first. Michael Tuff, I knew him. But actually, more people should go up to people like Michael Tuff, the lesser known people.
Right. Because they are more be willing to talk to you about stuff and like that because they're not got these big ass egos.
Mm-hmm. And he was super nice.
Yeah.
He had some cool stuff on his table too. I wish I could have afforded to buy some of it. Didn't he have like pieces of glass or something like that? Oh, they look like pieces of glass.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Revenge. Against who? They may not be
real. He just had a flashback to that little girl. What the fuck?
Disfigured. Well, probably back when he was like, what is he, lieutenant now? Or?
Yes.
Back when he was whatever he was then.
That's a long time.
He remembered seeing Robin like that.
Well, see, now that's got to be near the ocean. Or
that's
near
a bluff.
Okay, where, what the fuck? Is this Newfoundland? Or Vancouver?
Probably Vancouver. They got a American flag up there.
Yeah.
There ain't no Canadian flag. We're supposed to be...
My mom's all upset.
I guess disillusioned, or you know, they're supposed to fool us into thinking that this is the United States.
Would have been our first prom.
But I tell you, the first time I saw this and heard them say sorry, I was like, "What the heck?" People in the United States.
This takes place in the same universe as My Bloody Valentine.
I know, because they say sorry.
I told Dana a bunch of times I'm sorry.
I have to laugh if you say it like that.
I'm sorry. Like when I punch her in the gut and I'm sorry, and she's like, oh, that's funny though.
And then I have to kick your ass.
He said he's sorry about it.
Yeah. I remember being really sorry about it. See, he's wanting to tell her there, but the bell rings.
I gotta take a dump.
Before class.
I gotta go.
Oh.
Aww. Her lips look thin there. I guess her lips are thin.
Remember when, speaking of bells ringing.
By Saved by the Bell?
Do you ever remember when you were in school there being three bells? There was one freaking bell and you were expected to be in your seat.
I thought there were two bells, a warning and then the
I don't even think we had two. But if you watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High, he mentions a third attendance bell.
Well.
And I'm like, oh.
You ready to order?
That's before our times.
What would you like?
It was like 82.
You can help me.
Yeah.
You want a car hop like that chick, Steve?
What?
You want a car hop like that chick?
Back in 1980, I probably would have.
Well, watch your ass here, man.
You better believe it.
You gonna be like Lou. He says, nice. Watch.
Yeah. He needs a goddamn razor to shave that unibrow.
Lou? Steve's gonna reach to the TV.
How many are you serious about this?
I don't care.
Man, I hate that school. Having this
he does have a unibrow.
Calm the fuck down, Lou.
Listen, I don't
want anywhere. Chill.
What's this like fucking Carrie? Nancy Allen and John Travolta?
She's not gonna give him head.
Give him head. I'm gonna
she's
suck on your neck a little bit.
Just gonna let him nuzzle her neck a little bit.
Oh, I see her shorty shorts. Her boobs. Did you see that? What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Her boobs don't look as big as in Trading Places.
All right,
girls, let's try this again.
She had a boob job.
Oh, I doubt that. Yeah, she don't like do anything. She did that magazine where she was showing her body. You know, she got a little bit of...
Why would you draw attention to yourself?
Yeah!
You would get in a lot more trouble than that if you pulled down your pants in front of the janitor.
If I was him, I'd go jerk off.
Well, I think that's what he's thinking about doing.
Yeah, look at his tongue. Oh, yeah.
That's Kelly. You get to see her boobies, ladies.
Thanks. I love it.
I got to keep track of these things for you.
Yeah, because I got too much stuff going on.
You do?
Yeah.
To keep track of titty counts?
Titty alerts.
They need to flash that up on the screen, titty alert, in 5 seconds.
Yeah, a countdown. Beep, beep, boop.
They need to do that for all guys, for straight guys.
So you think I don't?
Look at that.
Is this supposed to be funny?
Did you ever keep things like that in your locker, like pictures on your door and locker? I did.
No.
Not chicks, though. I think I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. You were like those guys that kiss these pictures. And
I don't even... Maybe I'm lying, because I don't remember. I can't remember.
I didn't keep nothing but my books in there.
Me and Jeff shared a locker for a year or two.
I think I'll let you do it.
Because we had to pay like $5 a year.
Oh my gosh, we did.
Yeah, we had to pay his money.
I don't think after middle school I had to share a locker.
But our shit was fucking full too with us both sharing it.
Gosh, and I bet y'all were sloppy. I bet y'all threw stuff up and wadded pieces of paper.
It's always at the end of the year you like fucking like...
Everything would fall out of the floor.
It's like fucking Days to Confuse. You just like throw shit everywhere because who gives a fuck? I'd like throw away... notebooks I've had all year. Like, fuck you, buddy. I'm done.
It's summertime.
Hello?
Look at that. He's got a pants undone.
What
did it?
Yeah, is that sexy?
Kinda.
Well, here in a second, she's
got that briquette up in her hair, too. That hair looks nice like that.
She looks cute.
Yeah.
Mom can't stand Jamie.
Her lips are like, there's a point to her lips. Her lips have a point.
The girls' change room. And it,
that's why
it says heard. Visitors are requested to report to the office.
Can I visit that change room?
I don't think you should even be coming up to the change room door. That should be locked from
is
the
that
outside.
A Festiva? Or
I don't know.
Or was that a Volkswagen?
Those crazy Canadians, they don't even keep the outside of the...
Yeah, there needs to be an outside door to the ladies' change room. A change room. It can't be a shower.
Kelly?
Kelly? And my boobs look this good? Oh.
Oh, there's a piece missing. There's a lot of broken glass in there.
Linnea's just passed the freak out.
See, that says Disco Madness.
Fuck yeah, it is.
That's their thing. He looks a little bit different there. His comb over.
But he's supposed to be older, ain't he?
No, he's not supposed to be over. You're thinking about the guy that got all burned. The crazy dude. That dude's just a janitor.
Disco Madness. I went to a roller rink back in like 79, they were playing disco music. I fell on my ass so many times.
Did
I
probably you say didn't. Disco sucks? Was she one of the people that did that?
I don't know. I wasn't into music back then because I couldn't hear it. All I heard was on TV, so I watched like Donnie and Marie and shit. But
I could remember young Steve watching Donnie Marie.
But because I was a little bit rock and roll. But I remember freaking at the roller rink, I fell on my ass so many times I couldn't hardly walk.
That will happen.
And I had like shorts on with big tube socks.
How old were you?
It was 79. I was probably about 9.
Depending on.
Yes.
Was it during the summer or something?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I can't believe, speaking of roller skating, I can't believe Heather and I used to do this. Me and my cousin Heather would go to the parking lot at her church and roller skate. I don't know how we kept from busting our ass doing that.
Looks like their hair looks the same. See, it's just like Carrie, except there's no pig blood and no telekinesis.
See so that? It's not Carrie, Steve. It's probably.
It's like Carrie, except it's not.
Now, Alex.
Now, Michael Tuff.
That's it, Alex. Now, Kissa.
My sister.
Alex.
Kiss her. Tongue her.
Good. Now, the king.
Kiss the king.
He probably go. Went around.
Well, his voice is like, kiss the king. What the fuck? How old is he? He must be like, he gotta be.
I don't know.
He gotta be in his 18, 20.
Dude, how old are you?
His balls ain't dropped yet. It's disco balls.
Hey, don't talk about Michael Tuffy. He's a very nice man.
It'll be beautiful.
Well, his balls have dropped now.
I never thought I would be meeting people that I saw on prom night.
Oh, I never thought I'd meet Madman or all these other peoples. Especially all the Italian people. I never thought I'd meet freaking Lamberto Bava.
And Sergio Martino.
Well, yeah, he was kind of like reserved. He didn't really... I mean, Bava couldn't talk English, so he was kind of like, well...
Well, I just don't know how much of a problem we're going to have talking to Argento.
He knows some English, unless he's getting like...
He'll probably be talking in Italian after we leave. These dumbasses.
I'm going to say, bellissimo, bellissimo. I forgot that means good or something. Or
you better make sure you don't want to go up and insult him.
I'll just call him maestro.
Well, he always told his daughters that they didn't want to be actresses, that actors and actresses were shit. And...
But if you do, you got to show me your titties. Uh-oh. Well, she got like a fucking Cosmo magazine.
Cosmopolitan. Those actually look like the lockers in my high school.
Ours were gray.
Red.
And then we had to rent. Now, I think we had to rent the damn lock and the locker.
See, we never had to do any of that. The worst thing you had to do was keep up with your combination, which I didn't have any problem with that.
We had like our books were like we had like I think Jeff took the top or I took the top. I can't remember, but it was like fucking.
See, they got
crampled.
Different color ones.
Well, they did that in ours because it's hard to remember like what the fuck the number is.
I think they might have been different colors in middle school, but I think in high school they were all red.
Well, the high school was always older.
But the high school had locker stalls. I hated locker stalls because you had about 10 or 15 people crammed into these things trying to get in their lockers at the end of the day.
Why?
And we had the flyer babies for our child care class.
I had sugar babies. That scene before him was just a ripoff of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Steve.
What?
How long after this did I Know What You Did Last Summer come about? A lot of years.
Huh? Oh. Why's his nose red?
He's been drinking.
There's a guy at work who has a nose. I don't know. Did you see that Mike guy? He had like his nose was like kind of... You know how alcoholic... He had like an alcoholic nose.
He doesn't...
He listens to their podcast. But he has an alcoholic nose.
Like busted blood vessels?
Yeah. It's fucking red all the time.
Look, she's got a picture of Nick. Wendy's got a picture of Nick.
Fuck yeah.
She sits
she uses that little thing over there as a dildo.
That would hurt.
No, that's pretty good. Pretty,
she's like,
no, that's good.
And look, she's got the same picture of me.
Well, hell, he gives his 8x10 out everywhere, Dana.
Meanwhile,
what's mom got a corsage? Is she a saffron?
Because she's going to the prom. Because
she going with one of her students?
No, the dad's a principal of the school.
Blonde Leslie Nielsen?
Somebody took her dark red lipstick.
I'm going to get you an 8x10 of that knit guy and you can put it by your bed.
I'd rather have an 8x10 of you.
Well, in black and white?
Yeah.
Look at there's fucking James Bond.
Woo! He's got a little bitty.
I bet he wore the same fucking one in that Spy Harder movie that he did.
He saved it.
Yeah. I'm keeping the tux from fucking prom night.
He told the makers of this movie, I have to keep this. Someday I will be able to wear this again.
Well, he said the same thing about the station wagon.
We got to have respect for Leslie Nielsen. He's no longer with us.
He went up to fight the grizzly in the sky.
He's hanging out with God. And talking about all the movies he made.
He went to that big airplane in the sky.
Yeah. Leslie Nielsen was a great actor, though. He had a lot of range. People feel free to disagree with me, but...
Well, I mean, he got to be a comedic actor, and that was basically what he did forever.
But he could do serious stuff, and it wasn't like he was stretching to do the serious stuff.
No, he just found a groove in the... And airplane and kept with it till the end.
Well,
except Creepshow. He did airplane first, I think. And
he did Creepshow. He did Creature from the Black Lagoon. He did this.
No, he didn't do Creature from the Black Lagoon. He did Forbidden Planet. I think you're thinking of that.
No, I could have sworn he did Creature from the Black Lagoon. All right, we're going to look that
yeah.
up.
Yeah, we're not going to look up now, but.
Stop it. Steve wants to argue. How would you know? I wonder what Michael Tuff would have done if I came up to him and tried to put perfume on him. Would he say, stop it?
Well, you have to give him a perm first.
I don't know. He
I almost got a perm one time.
Oh, God.
Everybody in school is like, my hair is like fucking messy and wouldn't fucking do anything. It's like, I'm
see,
gonna get a perm.
Thank God you didn't get a perm.
Is that his sister or who is that? I mean, that's the girl that died, right?
Yeah, that's...
Look at that multi.
Kelman Nick's. I mean, thank you for the question. Kelman Alex's sister.
Look at that multi-level home.
But okay, I'm sorry, but this does not look like a prom dress in the traditional sense. Nothing against Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, I don't need
that.
To be,
looks like a prom dress in the traditional sense.
Too busy.
Oh, you hit it.
Not now.
You wouldn't. Back then.
No.
How old was you in the swing count?
10. I couldn't hit it. I was still humping the mattress. And going, oh my God, what's this shit coming out?
Are you going to have to do some editing?
No, I don't care. God, I'm an old man. I don't care. Sorry, Mom Maid. I got to go.
Mom, Grandma Maid.
Aunt May.
Okay, let's see what kind of alcohol Lou has here. Because I know.
Well, I think he looks like he's in the back. Oh, he got like bring his fucking buddy.
He's got his buddy.
This is a group date.
They're going steak. What they got back there? Whiskey.
Yeah, there's like some Jack or something.
There's that blonde dude again that attacked Alex.
Oh, it's his boys.
Couldn't the guy? Yeah, she wanted to know. Couldn't the guys get a
ride? Yeah, it's Jack Daniel or Early Times or something.
Yeah. I knew he had a bottle. Yeah,
it looks like Jack or Early Times, but I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
He's drinking and driving.
Well, in the '70s, it's all right. That's Jack Daniels. I drank a whole bottle of Jack Daniels one time. I ended up outside on the ledge of a 2-story building.
Okay, Steve, that's going a little far. Steve's told me lots of stories about
this is him. Army days, so it doesn't count.
Oh, that.
What a, did she have fucking loose pickles? Like, duh. I'm a dumbass.
I think Lou was high on something when that picture was taken.
Well, Lou wasn't even fucking there at the killing, right? So what? He just,
no,
but
he gets in the way.
He's in collateral damage.
He gets in the way.
This dog over here is passed out. You're going to miss the revelation, Nene.
She don't care.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going. We're not going to watch this because you fell asleep.
They're going to be disco dancing here in a minute. Okay.
Yes.
I want you to answer me. Well, we'll have to wait until Slick shows up.
I love Slick.
Do you?
We danced on the gym floor. I wish we had fucking lights on the floor.
And half these chicks have the same looking dress on.
Well, wardrobe.
What the hell is that? That ain't even a dress. That one chick's got on.
Look at that satin jacket. You don't see too many satin jackets no more.
Not anymore.
She had a Polaroid camera.
See, did you have a satin jacket?
No.
There was the token black couple.
They had to fly them in because Canada don't have any black people.
They don't have black people.
No.
And keep in mind, I'm not making fun of black people. I love black people.
But she is.
No.
You love them. Dana loves black dick. I mean, she told me.
See, you may have to edit that out.
I ain't editing
that. I'm not racist is what I'm telling you.
Okay. Don't matter what dick it is, what color it is, right? Here we go.
Slick's gonna show up here shortly.
Has Slick been in here before? Because I don't remember Slick.
Slick's the...
Oh, God.
Okay. I want you to answer me this. What is he Slick to Nick when he shakes his hand?
What's Slick to Nick?
Slick to... Watch him. And he says, just a token.
It's probably some fucking drugs, Dane.
Oh, I bet it was. I've been trying for a long time to figure out what it was. I didn't even think about him having all the joints later.
Well, I couldn't tell if it was a joint or just pills, but I figured it was a joint.
Well,
woo!
One time I thought he might have been giving him a condom, you know, because everybody has sex on prom night.
Whoa.
She's dancing with her dad.
Look at God. She's just like... Leslie Nielsen is... Look at how cool he is. She's throwing her hips out like she's going eight.
I'm sorry, she needs to find Nick.
You need to calm the F down with your dad there, lady.
Doesn't look right. Look, she's moving and grooving. She's showing her cleavage to her daddy.
No, she ain't showing no cleavage. You can't even see the boob split. You know what I'm talking about, the boob split?
Yes. Wendy's got that.
But look at her.
She's showing the top.
But she can dance, man. Like in that was one of the hottest things about True Lies.
Oh, True Lies. Everybody talks about that.
I mean, that was hot.
And she was older then, too.
I mean, that was like...
See, now there's some cleavage.
Yeah.
She looks about...
And that's more disco.
Hers look like they're about ready to pop out and say hello to everybody.
Well, I always wanted a tuxedo shirt like that.
You should have tried to find one of those for your prom.
Well, there was a prom night screening that was going to happen. I was going to have prom pictures. I came up with an idea.
Oh, that's right.
And I was going to have a
that never materialized.
I was going to have a big fro and wearing one of those shirts. Here we
you
go.
You need to dress like me.
I heard this scene was like voted very close to Saturday Night Fever dancing.
This is what my friend who's older than I am laughed at. When you know this is the kind of dancing they did.
I don't know about that.
You don't think they were doing this at Studio 54?
Not that. Well, they're like seesawing.
they probably were slapping butts. They were busting booties.
It's like, it sounds like video game music. Like arcade games.
Well, I will say that my friend Chris Boyd sent me the soundtrack to this.
Oh, I got that. Prom night, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. Well,
was this a spotlight dance from Soul Train or what? Whoa.
I heard that he told the guy that plays Nick, told him he could dance, and it turned out he couldn't, so they had to real quickly show him how.
Look, man, he's going to hurt his neck. Look at him. Everything's all right.
I can't dance that good, so I can't laugh at him.
Yeah, prom night.
You get turned on, Steve, watching January Curtis shake his
She can foot. Shape her hips.
This isn't stripper pole dance like she did on True Lies.
That's when she was ripe. She's still a little green here, but she was ripe in she was a ripe apple in True Lies.
Ah.
But she's still hot.
You wanted to pop the cork, didn't you?
I want to eat an apple.
Down to the cork?
No. Oh my god, I'm getting dizzy as fuck. Look at her, fucking wind's like knocking
That's
her down.
That's what I should have told her when we met her.
Yeah.
But, well, you weren't my husband, man. I should have said, my fiance wanted to eat an apple after he saw you dancing True Lies because he said you were like a ripe apple. I'm sure she would have been impressed, Steve. Actually, by the time we got to meet her, it was like rushed.
Yeah. Well, she did grab me by my bicep after outside. So.
He said, oh my God, I'm never going to wash my bicep again.
I think she just came back from the bathroom or something. She squeezed my bicep. I'm like, hey, she looking good.
She said, I remember you from earlier.
I'm in room 222.
At least she didn't slip your
What room. The? Oh my God, it's scandal. That black guy's dancing with a white girl. Why that color? What's he got? Big flower.
He looks dead.
Yeah. As dead as his dick.
He didn't get to wear that to his prom and he saved it.
She looks great. Isn't it neat arriving afterwards?
Thanks.
Hi, are you okay?
You'll be okay as long
as we
stay on the dance floor.
Tucker
trenches.
Steve left me for a little bit, so.
Ready?
Oh, I think there's a clue to this one girl, this one actress. The name Mary Beth is written on the mirror in lipstick.
One day she's a sex
counselor. I know, and why? You missed it, Steve.
I missed titties.
No, you didn't miss titties. You're going to see titties here in a minute. No, there's one of the actresses' names is Mary Beth Rubens, I think. And there's, like, Mary Beth written on the mirror in the girls' bathroom with lipstick. It's like Mary Beth was here or something.
Mary Lynn?
No, Mary Beth.
Hello, Mary Lynn. Maybe Mary Lou's related to Lou.
Oh, yeah. It's Lou's sister.
Rebel IPA, baby.
You're going to see some titty action here.
Titties is good.
My mama would be so disappointed in me if she heard this kind of talk.
Titties?
Yeah.
Titties is a good word, though. It's a fun word.
Men think it's a fun word. They just want to say titties.
Titties.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's not titties, though. What is that? A
knee.
She's got a bruise. This is back when actresses weren't scared to...
Show bruises.
Show bruises. Flaws. And... What in the hell is he doing to her neck?
He's
it looks
licking
like he's
at
licking. He's like, ugh. This guy don't know how to do it. Well, you don't have your pants off yet.
I like you a lot, okay?
I like you a lot.
I'm not going to leave you ever.
Yeah, right. This guy's a dick.
It's going to be special, Mike. It's going to be special.
Seems being crazy. I think he's wanting. I think he's wanting her to.
God damn it!
She's gonna piss him off.
Fuck yeah! He's gonna have to hit her.
Is that what you do to women that won't give you head?
Fuck yeah!
That's all.
You've been lucky so far. Oh!
Drew's a dick. One big giant dick.
Whoa!
What an asshole. I would kick him in the balls right now. He's right in the position.
That's awful, Dana.
Well, he's a dick.
Don't kick in the balls.
She got scared. She wasn't sure what.
Well, she got the big old ass lips. That's ready to go. Now she gonna fucking cry. Cock tease.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no! That guy would be so dead. If this was my movie, the killer would just kill him because he's a dick.
He'll be back.
Honey, yeah. He ain't going to be back. He's going to find some brunette by the punch bowl here shortly.
Go ahead and put your corsage on. I don't see no titties. That's all side boob.
Well,
see,
I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
That's all you're going to get to see.
I'm going to...
You
got
to see her ass earlier a little bit in the shower.
You got to be more accurate, Dana. What the f- oh, is that mirror?
Kelly.
Yeah, he's like the big piece. Well, we don't know. It could be Robin come by. See, you could not see this on the other versions of the film, the blood pumping out.
I didn't see blood pumping out.
Yeah, you had to look real close, but you could see some. You could see some pumping out of the slip. Gosh, I have to be so, like, right on the mark for you.
I'm sorry, disco gets me going.
There's the chick at the punch bowl.
Fuck yeah, that's how it should be.
That's what
drop
you
one chick and another.
That's what you did to that poor girl that was your buddy and took the picture with you. You dumped her for some chick at the punch bowl, didn't you?
No, it was no chicks after me. I left alone.
Did you even get a kiss?
Nah, I don't believe so.
We've had every man looking for some sign of him with that car all day.
I'm just a douchebag. Well, no.
Steve, you heard me, douchebag.
I was driving my mom's Pontiac T1000. Or Pontiac 6000. I don't know what the fuck. Hatchback.
So you met this girl at the prom?
No, we talked about it before because I didn't. And then these other girls.
But, I mean, she didn't go with you.
No, we just went separately. And met up and got...
Did you have friends that went with you?
No, I went by myself, but of course I met my friends there. One of my friends.
I didn't dance.
I did something, but it wasn't dancing.
What was it?
It's kind of like stepping up, stepping back, and then slow dancing, which is not dancing. It's just like...
Oh, did you slow dance
with her and maybe another chick. A blonde chick.
Did she come up and say...
No.
Can I dance with you?
No.
Did you dance with me?
No, I don't think I had much of them. I think it was all me.
You say,
look at that motherfucker.
Hey, babe, you're going to come dance with me.
See, that motherfucker proves you got money, you're going to get laid.
Well, who said he had money?
What?
Who said that he had money? Because he's got this Chevrolet van. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So what is he going to do, take a leak and go back and screw? Because that ain't working.
I don't want somebody doing that.
No, it don't work.
No, he's going to want her to give him a blowjob.
It's like young meatloaf.
With a fro.
Yeah. It's young fro meatloaf.
Million stars out there.
And you're not one of them. Hey-o!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Well, why don't we take a walk along the bluff?
Okay, bluff. I gotta ask you a question. Do you think Slick was a virgin before her?
On the bluff?
He looks like one. He,
he looks like
he looks like a fat Osmond.
they said you can't be in the Osmonds. You're
like,
too heavy.
It's like Chunk Osmond.
Oh, I hope by some chance that poor guy doesn't listen to this.
Oh, look how he's littler. I mean, he's short as me, if not littler.
He could not even be alive. I don't know. I mean, you never know.
He's probably going to fall off the bluff here in a minute.
He's going rolling down the bluff.
That fucking...
She likes him.
That kind of tuxedo shirt was old then. The fluffy...
Well, he spent all his money on the van, Steve. What do you expect?
Van and insurance. Restoration.
No, he had to pay a van rental fee. He couldn't afford to buy it. He had to rent it. I'm going to just rent it.
Vans are expensive in Canada. That's a unknown fact there. But.
I wouldn't want to be doing it out there anyway.
I want to do it in the park. Doing it after dark.
He wants to do it. He wants to get back to his joints.
Yeah, because, joint, pussy, I don't know. Joint wins, I guess.
Well, he was getting that in the
Look, look how fucking tubby he is. He's like, pussy brownie. I'm going to get the brownie.
No, he was getting both in the van.
He's getting high in the blowjob or something.
Yeah.
That's the fucking life right there.
You never want to leave the van. You just want to stay there.
You got a fucking little waterbed in the van.
Screw all night and smoke joints.
That'd be fucking awesome.
No, you know, there'd reach a point where you would get hungry and you'd forget all about sex.
Well, if you do... what the hell? What? Oh! Hell.
You ever know anybody that had joints in a hollowed out fake book?
I haven't seen very many hollowed out fake books other than movies.
Yeah. Black Christmas, which was another Canadian movie, had booze in a book.
Well, my outfit I was supposed Maybe to take is a priest had a holy book with a flask in it, but I didn't take it.
But Steve did not take the flask, nor did he take any alcohol. He was a good boy.
Yeah, sure.
He was. The other people were crazy, but...
Got talking, bitch!
She's like, she's making a frog face.
You know, I'll remember this night for the rest of my life.
Which is going to be very short.
No, you won't, bitch.
What?
What the?
Oh,
no.
No. No. Now is what the killer was saying.
Look at old fucking Slick Rick. He's fucking...
Slick Rick.
Whoa, that motherfucker. Back when this is on TV, you could not see any of this.
No.
I mean, it was black as night.
The previous DVD releases, I think there was one VHS release that you could see real well. Oh, man.
Ah!
This killer must be an athlete to be able to jump around.
I think he's a mathlete. Dude. He knows his decimals and stuff.
Oh,
this is some pretty good stunt work, eh?
I actually dressed as the killer for prom night for Halloween.
Well, it's not like that's a fucking big outfit. Oh!
No, but my makeup job for something that happens to this person later was pretty cool.
That van was pretty...
That van is pretty...
It exploded before it got to the bottom, so there's some shit wrong with that van.
It looks like it was empty anyway. Did there suddenly become... become more black people out there?
Yes, it got blackified.
They said, wait a minute, there's not enough black people
We need more rhythm and soul in this bitch.
I know there's one. And look at this guy.
That one dude with a beard. That motherfucker ain't no goddamn.
Like he's about 40. Ow.
Ow. That's right, Dana.
He grabbed my finger. That hurts.
I was going to fart, but it didn't happen.
Well, for one thing, that dude don't have his glasses on.
I guarantee that motherfucker's got hair. They just shaved his head and made him grow hair out.
They said, now listen here, Buster. You're going to have a comb over.
Look at her hair.
Who?
Look at Mr. Biceps over there.
That's what Steve wants to do.
I guarantee you, I can tell by that guy's hairline, he's bald by now.
Of course. But there's nothing wrong with being bald.
That's right, Dana. If you're bald, that means you're fucking cool.
Bald is beautiful.
That's right. I have fucking 60-year-old ladies that grab me and say how cute I am. No, I don't.
I grab Steve and tell him how cute he is.
I love you, Dana.
See, he cries. He doesn't want to think about me.
Oh, Dana.
He wants to think about 20-year-old women grabbing him, grabbing
his
butt. Yeah,
20-year-old. 23, 24-year-old women are ripe.
Steve goes up to him at the gym and says, baby, you're right.
No, I go, do you need a spot?
Yeah.
You can do a squat. Let me lay on the ground. I'll capture you.
I'll capture your sweat from your booby sweat.
I like booby sweat. Damn, that bitch is quick. She just dunked that shit. Take off those fucking heels and run, bitch. Run.
She never does take these things off. She's running pretty good.
I like her. She's like running like...
Yeah, all she's arms.
Flapping those arms. Yeah, I think I would have known. I would have thought that the other door is probably fucking locked.
Gotta take a break here.
You know, me and Dana's tagging out for a second. There's a mat. Oh, she fell on the mat, thank goodness. Is this the other gym? This school must have had three gyms. Oh, this is like that. Oh, man, he could have used that trampoline. That'd been cool and done a flip. If I was this bitch, I would get in my locker. Need to go to the fucking chemistry lab and get some fucking acid or some of those dead piglets and throw guts at him. Get you, what was that, Bunsen burner and like burn that ass?
I think this the gym she was in was a gym from Pieces.
Well, it had trampoline equipment. I said it would be cool if the killer jumped
well,
and done
remember
a flip.
There was a water bed on Pieces. And yeah. They wanted to screw on the water bed.
Who don't?
Well, that one
kids today don't know about screwing on water beds.
They don't know about anything.
I humped a water bed one time and it was fucking awesome.
See, how many beds have you humped?
Every bed I ever slept in. Since age 10.
Well,
so I've had 35 years of
Steve Benningfield.
35 years of humping mattresses nationwide.
It toughened you up, didn't it?
It toughed your penis up, man. it's like that scene in Hanzo the Razor. I can fucking hit it with a hammer and don't feel nothing.
I think you'd feel that.
Yeah, I probably would.
Steve would be like,
no, I'd be crying like a baby doll.
He'd be saying all kinds of.
I want to do competitions where I want to see you run down some steps in high heels.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I could probably do it. Cause I walk on my tippy toes.
She walks like a deer, like a baby doe. Bitch, give up on the does. You're in the middle of fucking darkness. Get the fuck in. Hide.
No, she's in auto shop.
Well, I see that. Like, nobody... I never had an auto shop like that.
No, I don't...
I mean, I didn't go to vocational school because I didn't... I wasn't a fucking loser.
Hey. Excuse me. Uh-oh. My dad went to vocational school.
That's another time. I'm not. I don't know about vocational school. I mean, do they even have vocational school anymore? Because I don't think that's really.
Thing. I don't know. They did when I was in high school.
Me too, but I don't think that's.
And some girls went to become nurses. And
well, that's different.
My dad learned welding and stuff. He actually learned a trade. Yes.
A trade. He traded his trade for cash. She got like an ice scraper in her hand. That's what it looks like.
An ice scraper.
Look at her hands. She has an ice scraper.
I don't think it was an ice scraper.
See? What is that?
I don't know. Maybe her hands is there. Maybe that is an ice scraper in that car.
If you know what that is in her hand, please email deadpit@deadpit.com.
Wes is going to get all these
messages.
Emails, and he'll be like,
what the
he'll
fuck?
Be like, fuck you, Steve. Look what you caused. Which, probably this level.
Look at that belt, man. All those fucking double holes. I had a couple of belts like that.
This lovely commentary will probably be on deadpit.com.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what are we going to do?
That's one glittery mask that killer got on.
He got glitter on it?
It looks...
Whoa! That's a broom versus axe, and that broom
so
won.
Let me ask you this. Is that the same mask that Lou had on earlier?
Oh.
That Leslie...
He didn't have glue.
He
didn't have glitter on his mask.
Well, I'm not saying it's glitter. It looks shiny. Sparkly. He wanted
See,
to go
she's
with,
hiding.
He wanted to go with the disco theme.
Doom, doom, doom. How long has this chase gone on
for? I will say this chase does go on a little long. But I disagree with people that say nothing goes on in this movie.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Stuff happens.
And this scene coming up here very soon, you don't need to see everything to know what's going on. Quit crying.
Why don't you cry about it?
It's like he's not going to hear me crying here all the time. I think they show the same scene of the shoes.
The shoes.
Two or three times.
I think the shoes rock. They make the whole outfit.
Really? Oh, what's that? Something's dripping.
I hope the shoes, like, have, like, a zip
what
up there.
What? She started her menstrual cycle? What's going on there?
I don't know. She's dripping paint.
I know. It's 3M blood.
I think she got a little... I think she did hit paint or something. I don't think... I don't know. They don't really show, do they?
Yeah, they'll show what that is.
Oh. See? So what?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
But I think I would, even though that happened, I believe I would have done everything in my power.
What happened? I went blind. Oh.
See. Did you notice how glittery the mask was?
Very glittery, very disco-esque.
Yeah.
And who the hell is this guy?
I had to tell you myself, we got him.
Wait. Oh, they're going to be all relieved because they got that Leonard Merch guy.
50 miles from here. He must have left town.
The child molester.
Oh, I'd like to see that fucking movie.
What?
Get Leonard Mouch.
Get Leonard Merch.
Merch.
Get old Lenny.
Speaking of that, you can get some Dead Pit merch on the Dead Mart of deadpit.com.
Did Wes tell you to do that?
No. Coming soon will be some... Stevie B, Fleet B plan shirts.
Ooh, is Joe making those?
Of course. What is that? Like Hump Until I Die? Was that that song?
No.
Hump Until I Die?
No, I think it's like Love Me Till I Die. The songs are very, very dark in this movie. See, he's got a bald spot,
buddy. Yeah, I guess he is gay. I was going to say he's gay, but he's bald. But that comb over is a fuck. I don't know.
That woman there that plays, like, the tennis instructor or whatever. You want that, Davey? She was somebody's mom, and I thought it was somebody famous, and I can't remember.
Somebody's mom.
I should have looked all this stuff up again before we watched this.
There's some gay people.
Gay people? They've all got those, like, suit shirts. Tuxedo shirts.
Makes me want to throw up.
Makes you what, looking at that?
Looking at that. Sweet
That guy looks like he wants to screw Luke.
He looks gay. Both the other two guys look totally gay.
Yeah, but look at the one, dark-headed one. He's looking at Lou like, yeah, I want to take him back, Lou. Yeah.
He wants to dock with that guy. You know what that means?
It's something gay, I know.
It's where you, the two guys have foreskin and one guy sticks in his foreskin over the other guy's penis.
I know.
That's docking.
I don't want to know.
How about that, apples?
I have nothing against gay people. I'll go on record saying that, but I don't want to know. I don't want to know specifically.
I don't care what you do, but don't stick your dicks together. Right? I'm against dick.
If they're gay,
dick and dick contact. I'm against that.
Okay, if they're gay and they want to touch a dick in private,
no, I don't.
That's fine, but I don't want to know about it.
There's no fucking sword fighting.
Not in our household.
Mm-hmm. No, unless Dana gets the strap on. Hey-o!
Oh,
there we go. What are they doing? They're tapping it out.
They're gonna rape Nick.
Yeah, that blonde guy's going fucking raping.
It's like, flip him over and pull his pants down.
Dude, I'm going to show you. I'm going to blow you, dude. I'm going to blow the fuck out of you. He looks like a fucking Cro-Magnon. He's a fucking caveman.
Fucking
yeah, thumbs up, baby.
I'm gonna have sex with you later.
Yeah. I like that. That blonde in that fucking red dress dress and that old man.
Okay, who is Mr. Weller? Is he like...
He was the principal on Saved by the Bell.
Well, I don't care about Saved by the Bell.
No, that was Beller. Beller.
No, Mr. Weller's the guy that's holding the bouquet of flowers because they can't find Kim's dad.
Look how fucking... Whoa! Landing strip! And I'm not talking about vagina hair.
There's that dude with the beard again.
Look at that! It's like a chandelier.
There he is again.
Whoa! What happened to music?
And who the heck is that old guy with that boy?
I don't know, but I call him Lucky. Here's the landing strip again. You didn't miss my big thing I just said, did you?
Yes.
Okay. But look at that. Look at that.
Said he looked like a
Cro-Magnon. Oh! Here's the head roll.
As Joe Bob Briggs would say, head roll.
Real roll. One head roll. Two breaths.
Well, I think it's hilarious here in a little bit. Jamie Lee Curtis actually steps over the head because that was actually the guy that played Lou. That was his actual head sticking
out. Yeah.
And that... stupid teacher guys, don't panic, there's a head on the runway there.
Blood on the dance floor, bitch.
Jamie Lee Curtis is coming out there jiggling. And Nick's like, I don't know what happened.
Nick, is your dick okay?
He put his penis in the gill.
He put his penis in a what?
Inside Nick.
He put his penis inside me.
Yeah.
Who, Lou? There we go. Oh, step on his fucking head.
Not Lou, those other two guys.
Oh. Those other two guys got docked and they can't get loose. They use super glue on their penis.
Where did they go?
They got the fuck out.
Killer didn't kill them.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
It's my turn, Nick. It's
nice.
No, he wanted to have sex with Nick, too.
Nick is a popular dude. There you go. Prom Night's all right. One of the best songs in slasher history.
According to Stevie.
You don't love Prom Night Disco Mix?
Yeah. I like the remix very well.
A remix fix. Yeah. Oh man, I like to see her under a table. Hey-o.
You'd like to be under the table with her?
No, I want to be sitting in a chair. Hey-o.
Oh.
Disco mask.
Disco. I don't like your disco mask, man.
I hate glitter.
It don't look glittery now.
No.
I think they changed that.
No, it's glittery. I can see it shining
over
there.
Yeah.
Oh! Did she hit him with the blunt end, or?
No, I think she cut him.
You cut me. You cut me deep, man.
Coming
deep.
Oh, it's gonna be something about the eyes.
Oh my God, it's that girl. It's that girl from the movie.
It's my sister.
I Will Survive. Oh, wrong song.
The Gory Gang or nothing.
This is truly Disco Madness. That was the alternate title to this. Was Disco
Madness?
Fuck yeah.
What happened with that?
They just said Prom Night's better.
Oh, it's having flashbacks.
I'm having a fucking flashback, too. I'm flashbacking to 1982
so
watching...
Do you know who the killer is yet?
I was watching Dukes of Hazzard and I'm flashing back.
I watched Dukes of Hazzard. I had a Dukes of Hazzard shirt.
It was
man.
A robot on Dukes of Hazzard. I'm flashing back.
A robot?
Yeah.
There's no use in shooting me. You've been hit in the head with the line. Okay, you know who it is, right, Steve?
It's Patrick Duffy.
It's Patrick Duffy's foot or whatever from South Park.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember that?
Patrick Duffy's foot.
No, I think this monster had Patrick Duffy as a foot or something.
My God, it's Michael Tuff.
And look, the dark red lipstick that her mother was missing.
I didn't know you met the killer.
Yeah.
So that meant, I meant more, didn't it? Then you met the killer.
Yeah.
With his little fucking perm, huh?
He didn't have a perm when I met him.
No, because that shit's too, like 30 years ago.
I think he looks a lot better.
Yeah, he looks like, look how bony her shoulder is.
Her mascara's running. See, what would have been better, I know the Mary Lou thing was great and everything, but they should have had, if they couldn't get Jamie Lee Curtis back, they should have had somebody playing Kim and she had to go to a mental hospital or something.
I think she got Lou's twin brother.
Lou's twin brother.
What? Henry Ann.
Mary Beth Rubens, that was Kelly.
Fuck yeah, and Sayer was Rob Garrison.
Slick was Sheldon Rabowski.
The housekeeper, it was a housekeeper, it wasn't her mom.
Okay.
That was Beth Amos over there. And there's a Mrs. Cunningham.
Well,
if that's
who the hell was Henry Ann?
I don't know. There was a teacher and there was children.
Brock Simpson. There's the
Brock
guy.
Simpson,
he's
bitch.
He's the one that played the young Nick.
And there was Steve Wright, you know, the guy, the comedian. And it was Anna Anya Furry. And Stan David and David Stan. And
there's Steve Wright again.
Fuck yeah, he's a director.
He's all over
this
place. Reuben Freed.
Fuck yeah, it was Fruit, and it was Kathleen Moyer.
Kathleen Smithson.
It was Constance Buck.
Buck.
Greg Farrow, which is Mia Farrow's cousin, twice removed. Barry Stone was a focus puller. He pulled that focus and
he
clapper.
Did a good job,
the
dude.
Clapper loader was Christopher Bonnier.
I guess the clapper that they used
prosthetics was Warren K. Kalor?
Whatever happened to that guy? I think that's Keeler.
Whatever.
Like Garrison Keeler or whatever.
Thanks, Dana.
Fade to Black, sung by Jordan Simpson. I wonder if that's Brock Simpson's.
When was Brock, my client Brock Lesnar,
oh,
who conquered the streak.
Don't even do that in the middle of this commentary.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It said it was filmed in Toronto.
Fuck yeah. Well, Toronto's kind of near a lake or some shit. I don't think it's on the border of ocean.
I don't know. We need J-Dog to tell us.
J-Dog's in like NP or some shit. NPAP.
Yeah, but he
Prom
tell,
Night
he
is
he
a it's a sitcom production.
Simcom.
And I hope you enjoyed our bullshit.
I thought that was a good commentary.
Yeah, it was great.
And oh, here, the Echo Bridge Entertainment.
That's the bridge?
Yeah,
that sucks. That sucks. For the world, what the world wants to see. I want to see a fucking Blu-ray of this bitch from Synapse. So.
We're going to get that.
We are. So until we get that, and you get that, we'll have to watch this piece of shit.
You can enjoy well, it's not a really a piece of shit. The Mimi's a piece of shit.
So I hope you enjoy this for the Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Yeah.
So peace out, and prom night. Everything's all right.
Bye.
Bye, peace. Brock Lesnar, conquered streak.